But it gives the ham radio operators around the country to contact the various hams broadcasting from the nudist parks, and then they can get a certificate for it.
Wow. Bobbing. Do you do bobbing for apples at the nudist park?
Some do.
Some do.
Oh, there's another thing, too. A lot of the clubs around the country are having clothing drives.
Clothing drives?
Yes.
You mean, like, dump your old clothing to give to the less fortunate?
That's right.
Wow.
That's correct.
I'm thinking about it. I wish Riggo was still here. I was going to ask him if... you know, I guess he could get a date, and me and my funny little honey, and get Bill, and we'll all come out there one day. I'd be embarrassed, though, I think, a little bit, Bill.
We'd welcome you. You wouldn't be embarrassed. We see all sizes, shapes, and flavors there.
Really?
You wouldn't be embarrassed. In fact, you'd find yourself very well at home there.
I wouldn't hear any snickering like when I left the room, but I said, yeah, he's a pretty big guy weightlifter, but... And I'd come back in the room and say, hey, you can't tell the size of a balloon till it's inflated now. Y'all know me laughing at me.
Hey, it's not the size of that, it's the size of the soul that counts.
That's what I say. But, you know, when you leave the room, that was invented by guys with little ones. That's dangerous.
Hey, it's the soul and heart that matters.
I know,
that's the size that matters.
I know you're not supposed to run around 10 hut, and I'd probably wail away just to make sure it wouldn't happen, but there's different statuses of 10-huttedness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, like, when you just, like, right now, I'm at minimal 10-hut status. The room's kind of hot. I'm wired because I'm doing the show. I got my adrenaline pumping. So I'd be probably at my most nub-like state.
Well, I tell you, every guy thinks that's going to happen, and it really does because, well, one, the atmosphere is not conducive to that, and second of all, most guys are too embarrassed. Too nervous.
I don't know.
Much too nervous.
I'd be afraid. I'd be one of three conditions. I'd be semi-10-hut. I'd be moderately 10-hut. Or I'd be talking diamond cutter. Yeah.
Well.
And I'd be walking around. Oh, man.
Well, Grease, from what I gathered from you, nobody would notice.
Ooh. Oh, that was a low blow.
Sorry.
Ooh. That's all right. Now, you wouldn't want me out there, because my funny little honey and I, we have kind of an active life, you know what I'm saying?
That's good. It's good to have an active life.
Yeah, but...
It's just you do things where it's appropriate, you know.
But I tend to be loud, though. You see, I'd be in my cottage, and you don't be out there hear me saying... I said, who's your daddy? I'm about to be outside. Wow, listen to the Grease Manelli's. Maybe on the hammer.
But I think
calling all stations, calling all stations.
Their own private garages, their own trailers, their own homes. That's their business. Is what's done outside in the common area that matters. And in the common area, everybody is very congenial, very pleasant because it's a very family oriented area. You know, we have the kids around. In fact, we just got a brand new playground down there, and it's really great.
Oh man, I can't see myself going down the sliding pond naked. I don't know. If it was hot, I'd just come to a skidding halt.
Well, remember, Grease, I always tell you have to bring a towel down for hygienic purposes.
Yeah?
Well, that's another reason to bring a towel.
Oh, you got to use a towel on the slide?
It would help.
I guess you get 500 people without towels going down a slide. It looked like a divided highway. Yeah.
On a day like today, you better have a towel to go down the slide.
Oh, man. Yeah, that slide will be hot, too. Yeah. Think about it. Put your butt on a sliding pond when it's 110 degrees. Ah! Be Rescue 911. They'll be out there. A man fries his doodad tonight on Rescue 911. Yes, William Shatner takes you to a nudist camp where a hapless camper by the name of Nino Grease Minnelli attempted to go down the slide without the damn towel. This is his hideous story. Oh, God. But I guess, even though the people don't walk around 10 a hut, while they're there at the camp, maybe is it legal, Bill, to look at people as you're there talking at the barbecue, at the picnic table, playing the volleyball and the canoe ride, and then later on at night, think about it in the privacy of your trailer?
Well, I think what people think about in the privacy of a trailer is up to them.
I just want to know nudist etiquette. I mean, is it okay? You can say, oh, nice to meet you, and you, oh, good to see you, and your daughter's certainly lovely. Sure she'll do very well at ballet school. And then is it legal to go back to your trailer and...
Well, what you do in the privacy of your own trailer is certainly your own business. Our business is when you do out in the open area, in our common area, and that certainly mandates a nice, positive, family type of atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah. I got you. So
I know we've talked about this before, and I'm just teasing with you, and I appreciate you going.
Oh,
I know
it's fun. I enjoy being on your show.
And I know a lot of people. When do you hang around naked around the house, like just the
usually,
back?
Usually,
yes. Like when you come home at the end of a long day, clothing is completely off.
Usually, yes.
And
well,
you...
it all depends. Like my son goes to the day camp,
uh-huh.
And therefore with no other neighborhood kids around, I'm usually nude. However, as soon as he's coming home from camp or other kids come around, I certainly put clothes on because that's appropriate. You wish to be clothed
around not...
the other areas.
Right. What about your wife? She's naked too. The two of you are naked until the neighbors come over.
That's right.
And then
once other people are around, obviously you put clothes on because you respect them.
Mm.
Like they respect our right to be nude in our house. Obviously, we respect them enough to be clothed when they come over to visit us.
Right. Plus, if you're having people for dinner, then it goes to flop your way through the mashed potatoes, reaching
hold
for a roll.
Oh. Hold on.
I'm hanging. Holding. I think he's got his doodad stuck somewhere. He's a little hidey doidey hoidey hoidey hidey. Mother of a Caddyshack. I can say that I could beat out Hercules. His little buckaroo there. I like it. Isn't that nice? I don't know. I'd be
every
embarrassed.
Time, I tell you, every time this guy comes on the air, I'm amazed he comes back. He's a sport.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here, sir.
my little 2-year-old picked up the phone upstairs.
Oh.
So this is what you talk about, a family atmosphere.
I got you. So you had to go flappity up the stairs and say, put that phone down.
That's right.
Oh, man.
I mean, anybody with family, with children, knows how much fun it is when they're on the phone with someone and all of a sudden the little one picks up the phone and says, hi.
Yeah. Hi, sweetheart.
Your little... Lindsay, can you please put the phone down?
Does Lindsay go to the nudist camp, too?
Oh, yes, she does.
No, jeez. Oh.
Who are you talking to?
It's the grease man, Lindsay.
Are you, Carrie? I'm talking to a very important person.
That's dangerous.
In Washington, D.C. He's almost as important as the President of the United States, but he's more intelligent.
All right, sweetheart. All right, Lindsay, you better hang up. Papa and I need to talk, okay?
Well, Ray, can you put the phone down, please?
Okay, bye, sweetheart. See, that's a dangerous thing. Lindsay, 2 years old, just a little kid. Bill, I got avocado-sized doodads. If she runs onto my legs, I'm liable to fracture her skull.
Wow. She knows how to duck.
Or she might say, oh, Daddy, do that. I mean, you know, that's another danger. Kids are, you know, like, they like car keys. Hell, a little kid. Imagine, suppose I'm standing there, and I don't know she's there, and I'm looking at a yellow-bellied sapsucker with my binoculars, and all of a sudden, here comes Lindsay. Oh! Hey, Lindsay!
Carrie's a 4-year-old.
Oh, she do that, huh?
Oh, she...
Oh, my... Oh, God. My eyes just started tearing. Just thinking about it. I mean, I get too near the barbecue grill to flip the burgers. I'm in the cold. I'll be like a dudadinal Gandhi or something, man. All right, Bill, well, we wish you luck. Let me give the...
I know what I need luck for the weekend. I need luck for my kids.
Yeah. What number do you want people to call if they'd like to join this special nude weekend?
Well, let's see. If they want to go to Pine Tree. They can call
301-261-8787. 261...
8787.
In the 301 area code.
That's correct. It's like it's hard to keep track of all these new area codes
now. I know.
Now.
It's a pain in the tuchus, isn't it?
It certainly is.
All right.